how you feel. Still, I wanna know if what you feel is real.
Brothers Johnson, I'll be good to you. Hey, welcome everyone. This is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. And it's time for that show coming up right after this, the Soul Savage Show with Q Lynn and EB. Right now, let's listen to some Zane.
Your voice.
Oh, yes. Hey, welcome. This is the Soul Savage Show. Hey, I know we are up to a great start tonight because guess what? I totally blew that in the beginning. Faux pas, made a mistake. That's pronounced Jarnay. And I knew it right after I did it. I said, wow.
Hilarious.
I know. You know, I've done that before. I have done that before. Hey, this is live radio.
I called you out, right?
I don't care. Look here. I called myself out on that one. I text you right after that. I said I knew it right after I did it. I do it with, oh my goodness. Oh, hey, great show. Soul Savage Show. Hey, welcome everyone. Q Lynn and EB. Hey, welcome. Let's get it.
Hey, well. Yes, pronounced Jarnay. You almost had me messing it up. I think I got leftover Pinot Grigio or something of yours.
Hey, you know what? If you look at it.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell's so funny because I love Zane. I read all their books, you know.
Right, all the Sex Chronicles.
Yeah.
Hey, check it out.
Back to college.
Yeah, phonetically, I mean, you look at the way it's spelled, right?
That's the hood girl's favorite book choice in school was Zane. They, you know, like Eric Jerome Dickey books, that's all the fast girls in school used to read those books.
Oh, man.
Okay. Omar Tyree, Fly Girl.
Fly Girl by Omar Tyree.
Oh, my goodness.
And they was reading Elin Harris, too. They was reading his books, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Gotta watch him.
Oh, this is going to be good. I know it.
Woo!
Oh, my God. EB, Kiara, what's going on?
Oh, man. We're back. We were gone last week. We're back on Soul 7. I almost messed up the name of the show. Real crazy. Soul 7 Radio. He got me thrown off with that Zane. He said it.
I did it. Oh my God. I said, oh my God. I said, now how can you do this? You're professional. I mean, you've been doing this. I mean, so yeah, I did it.
Yes. We got to put the Pinot Grigio down.
No,
shows.com to get those.
I guarantee you, no more mistakes throughout the rest of the show. How about that?
Hilarious. We're back,
Coach
Savage Radio.
Okay,
we were gone for a week. And, it's been a whole lot of, I don't even know where to start. I think we're all good.
Zane, baby.
Gone. Zane, yes. Yeah, you need to pick up a couple chapters and, you know, get into it. And then they got HBO special. I think they got it on HBO to go. You can watch it.
Oh, yeah.
They got a whole porn section for all the listeners that want to check that out from 2007. I mean, people, it's weird because some of them I be seeing in those made-to-TV movies. I'm like, hey, you was on Zane.
Everybody got to start somewhere.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you was there. I wanted those conversations awkward. They'd be like, hey, I remember you and that Zane, if they proud of that.
I mean, do you invite your mama to look at that movie? Like, how do you tell your mama, hey, I'm in the Zane movie. I'm in the Zane movie, ass out, titties bouncing.
Yeah,
you know, grandma can't come to that premiere.
You sure can't. You're like, cover your eyes real quick, grandma. Don't watch this part. They got to cover their eyes through the whole thing. Cause I think it's
Yeah, because you can't, no, nah, they start off, right. They Fast
they
and the Furious, for real.
Fast and the Furious. That probably is a real sex title movie. You know, back in the day when they would take like real movies like Speed.
Yep.
They would take that and make porn titles.
They still do it.
Listen, I don't frequent Pornhub.
Not that I don't frequent porn. That.
Right,
know,
not
a,
that.
I'm a,
not that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. I'm
but
a woman of the cloth, and
right.
EB is a man of the cloth of the
that's
West
right.
Town. And so yeah, we don't participate.
Of the crunchy towel. That's right.
No, whoa. Well, Becca, what's up? I missed something.
We're going a whole different way. We're going a whole different way right now.
Hold Becca. EB, you're a man
way.
Of the cloth. What am I missing?
He's a man of the wet towel.
Oh. Okay, never
mind. I got a warm cloth. You know,
oh, my God.
Wipe me down.
Yeah, the bitch quick wipe off. No, I'm kidding. Listen, we going left. You making me go all the way. I was
about to say
that. Let's get back. Let's get back to righteousness.
Yes.
You know, holiness ain't holy no more.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, enough of the Bisquick wipe off conversation. Savvy update. That's what we're supposed to get. We'll get the savvy update because we're about to go to break real quick so we can get all this in. First of all, we're going to be joined by a special guest later on the show, veteran musician Justin Gilbert. He's going to be joining us the last hour of the show. And so we're going to kick off savvy updates real quick. And, I got a little bit of a lot, but you go ahead, EB. I got it written down. I was trying to find my notes.
My savvy updates, you know, I have had the craziest 2 weeks ever. I had food poisoning last week and earlier this week. So my insides are empty. I'm feeling light as a feather, stiff as a board over here. I got have friends in town, so many friends in town. My very, very good friend Jean Gray's opening night for her one woman show Genius at Joe's Pub in New York City is tonight. She'll be there tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night at 7 p.m. I had to skip tonight because I need to stay close to a bathroom. But I will be there tomorrow night, and I will be there on Saturday. So I was getting ready for that. I was trying to be cool last night and hang out with my friends in town, everybody. I got two people staying with me, but I was trying to hang out with everybody. Man, I lasted half of a vodka soda. Like, you know I'm sick if I'm drinking vodka. And they looked up and I was gone. I was home in the bathroom praying to the porcelain gods, just like, deliver me from this evil. Like, I can't make it. So I'm feeling better today. I'm trying to get my life together. But other than that, I've been working. I haven't taken time off, even though I've been sick. So there's been a lot of work with me.
Yeah, that's definitely the devil food poisoning. Feel like it's like a residue of whatever you ate? It makes you queasy thinking about it.
It makes you queasy thinking about it.
Yes.
You can't think about food. You don't want to eat anything. And I know, like, this is my second time having it. I don't know if this is normal for everybody. Okay, so this is the deal, y'all. I don't know because the night before, I was with a friend, and we both had the same thing. We both had burgers, but I didn't get the bun. I just got my burger in a bowl because I don't eat the bread. So I had that, but I also had some wine that he didn't drink, and I had, like, a whole bottle of it. And it's my fault because he told me that the bottle had already been opened, but I was like, no, that's cool. I found out after that he opened the bottle like a couple months ago. So I'm not sure if that was it, but was it really?
Yep.
Ooh. The next day I was like cold sweats, like in the middle of my apartment on the floor, like just like crying. Like, why me?
Oh, man.
Like, why me? And it's because I choose to drink. So I'm turning a new leaf. I'm not going to drink anymore until Friday. I'm going to...
Right, that's what everybody say. They drink.
Yeah, I've been on an alcohol fast since Saturday, so I haven't drank anything since Saturday. I had a half a drink last night, and I wasn't ready for it.
Mm.
So we're going to try this again tomorrow. But if it was that wine, because somebody said it was the wine, and somebody was like, oh, it could have been the lettuce because they used romaine lettuce. But I was like, it was lettuce on his burger, too, and he didn't get sick. So, I mean, I got sick, but I'm thinking it was the wine.
Yeah,
my legs get numb when I get food poisoning. It's like they feel like they're asleep all the time.
Yes.
That is the worst feeling ever. Like, that's a scary feeling. I felt like Christopher Reeves. I didn't know what to do.
Oh, my God.
I've never
That's
had
terrible.
It.
That's terrible.
Oh, wow. if there's a hill.
And when you get there, I'm going to be smiling with my picture on the wall, employee of the month.
Listen, you're going to have great barbecue, but you're going. That's where you're going. For that Christopher Reeves joke.
I mean, listen, love you, Chris.
Out of control. Rest on the hill.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he's gone. That's why I said
Feel even worse.
Yo, he's been there for like, I think, over 10 years. I need to fact check that. I'm going to Google it when we go to break and see how long he's been.
He's up A-Town.
Not with the...
Yeah.
He's been gone
long
for
time.
A while. Yeah. I think I was in high school.
Why y'all let me make
that
bad joke there?
Listen, okay, listen. I still got to repent for my Muhammad Ali jokes that I made. I said, when you used to participate in Trending Topics, I said... you ain't gonna let him light the candles. I was like, nobody wants him to light candles. I was like, nobody want to give him keys to the car. You know what I mean? I still got to repent for them jokes that I made on Twitter years ago. I need to go back and see if I delete it though, because those will need to be. If we ever get popping stuff like that, I want social media to be made up my old shit.
One thing I've
like,
learned.
She said this. She disrespect legends.
Yeah, one thing I've learned since my old Twitter. Has been suspended, and I'm hopefully getting it back, but I'm using a tweet eraser, so every 30 days I'm erasing everything. It'll be like I'm new to Twitter, because I don't need nobody going back and finding an old clip or something and trying to suspend me again. So, you know, we got to watch out.
Right.
People will
I don't think I've ever
tweet.
Deleted tweets, though. I think it's just only tweets I've deleted is if I've, like, misspelled something on accident, like if it was fire.
Yeah.
I'd be like, shit, this thing is fire, but... Because I don't want people to tweet and think I'm stupid or whatever.
Yeah,
I'd be like, damn. Those are the only tweets I've ever done. I've never deleted anything that I've actually said, though. I think everything that I've actually said is still on there. If it was bad or just a horrible joke, it's still up there. So, yeah.
We're going to have to scrub her tweets.
Yeah, once we get Soul 7's radio popping, I'm like, you know, on if it goes mainstream, that's the first thing they're going to be looking for. They'll be like, oh, look at these Muhammad Ali jokes. I think I threw a Stevie Wonder joke in back in the day, too. I was like, yeah, he don't need to do it. They have him read teleprompters and stuff. I was like, why you do that? That's disrespectful. I was just saying, I just felt like it was disrespectful. Like, you don't need to have him reading teleprompters and stuff. I don't make the hair jokes. Other people on the internet make the hair jokes. I've never made, I don't think I've ever made a Stevie Wonder hair joke.
What hair?
That's hair.
Oh, in the back of his head.
I love Stevie Wonder, one of my favorites of all time.
I do too. I think he's still
recovering. I ignore everything of it. Yes, man. Shout out to him getting a kidney transplant. I'm glad he's high on the list because those are hard things to come by. And because you got to wait years to get those.
People do. Congrats,
so hopefully,
Steve.
You know, get a speedy.
Don't go celebrate with the wrong thing.
Yeah, you definitely can't do that with the kidney transplant.
Nah, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
He got
like
12
anyway.
Kids, though, right?
Yeah, he do. He does.
Yeah, don't go celebrate with no women either. That's the problem.
No, he don't need no more managers taking all his money. That is a messed up deal. You know the dude died, and he was like, yo, you got to pay me after this. Like, what kind of deal is that?
That's a big red deal. Like, what?
I'm so kind of blonde, man. He was like, even when you die, you got to take care of me. That's messed up.
See?
That is messed up.
That's
I hope
why we can't get ahead.
He got to go to Supreme Court for that, because I'm like, that is, listen. He got a defense because he's blind. I'm like, you gotta dispute this. His family ain't getting nothing. You ain't getting a now later. You ain't getting no Skittles for the kids. Nothing. All of them. All y'all gonna starve. All y'all checks is cut off. But my savvy update is. Oh yeah, shout outs to Craig. The last show we had Craig, music journalist, veteran Craig Seymour on. He was on the whole show. It was pretty incredible. We definitely getting him back because I got way
Craig.
More. Shout out to Craig. We getting ready to post that. Just waiting on somebody to send it to me. The one that likes Pinot Grigio. Once he sends that, it'll be posted on SoulSavage.com. So y'all be on the lookout for that.
You're speaking of your brilliant engineer here that I would be kind to if I were you.
Yes, your brilliant engineer. I was just saying. I was just letting people know because they were asking me. Is people asking me when I was going to post it. I was like, when our brilliant engineer sends it to me. And it'll be on SoulSavage.com. Till then, thank you so much, Mr. Craig Seymour. I still enjoy your podcast listening in. We enjoyed you having a show. We can't wait to have you back. And, we got so many great people lined up. I can't wait to tell y'all about, but it's in the works, and so I can't talk about it. But other than that, I think, this past week, the week before, I literally just came back from St. Louis on Tuesday night. Came back. I was in St. Louis for a few days. it was pretty fun. It was an extended trip because we had a couple of shows, but I've never been in St. Louis like that for a long time because usually I'm in and out. This is the first time I've actually stayed there, and I could say it reminded me of, like, Oklahoma, like home. I felt like I was at home when I was there. Oklahoma City, it felt like Oklahoma City, some of the certain parts of St. Louis, we were traveling through there, so I was everywhere in St. Louis, so it felt like home. A lot of beautiful, I didn't realize how many beautiful black people it was. It was like all kind of black people. They were so nice and friendly. Shout out to them, and I also plugged the show. It was a lot of them I was just talking to, especially at the hotel we were at. I was talking to a few of the wait staff, and they were telling me, we were just having conversations, and then I told them about the show, told them to download the show. So I shout out to the people that I was talking to in St. Louis. Hopefully y'all listening in right now live. And we was doing a whole bunch of shows. It was fun. And then Dallas, I can't even forget about that. Toyota Music Factory Summer Block Concert, had the privilege of being part of that. And you know who I met? It was actually pretty nice to get to bad rap, Stevie J. He's actually pretty nice. He's a nice
cat. You know what? I think he probably is a nice cat. As long as you don't let him near your vagina, then he's going to be real nice.
See, that is a married man, so I'm pretty sure all of them are closed off now. So.
Yeah,
yeah, I was
really?
Just saying, he was nice, yeah. listen, I ain't messing up nothing. The connections, I ain't messing up nothing, so he was nice.
Okay.
Listen, I don't want this to get back to nobody. I was saying Stevie J was nice. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Listen, I didn't say nothing to add on none of them extra parts, okay? Just from what I seen, he was nice. Well, I'll leave it at that.
I seen the part too, yeah, it was nice.
Oh, wow. Listen, also, you speaking of liquor earlier, talking about your alcohol fast, partake of a little of the brown liquor, because, you know, it was a good night, you know, celebrating, having fun, social, people were drinking, I'm a social drinker, so I was like, let's have some drinks. They were drinking, a lot of them were drinking scotch and stuff like that. I was like, well, you know what, I was like, what's on the bar? And they showed me Bullet, and I thought of EB, I was like, oh, this is his drink. I was like, I never had it before.
Yes,
so I was like, let me order it. I had it. I got a little thing of it because I didn't know how much of it I was going to like. I got a little bit of it. I was like, oh, this is nice. And then I kept drinking. I took like one long swig of the last drop of it because I tried to finish it. And I took like a bigger drink of it. I was like, woo-hoo. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I feel like I grew Wolverine hairs after I drank it. So it was very nice. It was very smooth, but then also it gave me a little cough. Had to whoop a cough.
Yeah, you're in a man, so you get that whiskey cough.
Listen, you're the manliest man ever to be drinking this regularly. I feel like, I don't know if I'm getting in trouble with the LGBT, but I feel like I should be transgender after.
Oh, whoa!
Because that drink is a manly drink.
What?
I'm just joking.
Oh,
I'm not doing it poor taste. I'm just saying. It made me feel like a man. I feel like I should wear a size 12 shoe.
You know, there's a lot of there is a lot of truth that comes out in jokes.
I feel like, listen. Well,
if
we
will still accept you. We will still accept you here.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we don't
not
have
a value eyes. Judgment.
Listen, I will tell you, Studio W does not discriminate on the basis of age, gender, sexuality, or religion. So you are still welcome here. You will always have a home, no matter who you decide to be.
Hysterical. That
whether you decide to be the boy inside of a man, inside of a girl, inside of the woman that you are, or the woman that wants to be the boy inside of the woman, inside of the girl that you are, we support you here, okay?
What would I be if you're... Listen, you making me go into a whole different situation, I'll be offensive, because I had like 1,000 questions for that, what you just said. You know, like, Kris Jenner is still likes women, so I was like, is she a lesbian, transgender? Or no, what's the other one? Caitlyn Jenner. I forgot, it's so many of them, I forget their name. Caitlyn Jenner. That, I was like, she's a lesbian. Can I be a I'm a heterosexual man? Listen, it's too confusing. I don't want to get deep into that.
You would be a gay man then, Q Lynn. You'd be a gay man. We can hang out.
Yes.
I don't go to gay bars, so you don't have to go to
straight
bars with me.
That works. Listen, I'm not switch hitting though. I'm not What? I was going, oh, oh, bottom? Am I a bottom? Is that, listen, we going through
you,
all
yeah,
the
facts.
I
was trying to go there.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
No, you,
not,
you might be a top.
No. No, you no, no. I'm not. I will switch it. No, that ain't, listen. Listen, I know, listen, we going through a different route. On the show right now. I don't know where we're going.
Listen.
We're going,
right,
we're going to a break.
I'm going to ask you. We're going to a break.
We're not done with the updates yet. I have to plug my brother. He made me go a whole different route. I was just saying the drink was strong. That's my conclusion of booze. Whiskey. That it was strong. And I felt like a man drinker.
So. How do we get from the drug being strong to you always question your sexuality? I'm just wondering.
No, see, yeah. You gonna have a bunch of emails coming in because it's not sexuality.
That's right.
It's gender specific. Mm. I'm just saying. Listen, you gonna have. Listen, I'm not getting emails. I'm not reading emails for this show.
Please.
This whole section right here, we edit it out. We edit this whole show. Listen. People listening in, just erase your mind. Okay, we're going to move on.
You can edit all you want. We can always leak it, can't we, EB?
That's right. That's right. This is Watergate 2.0.
I feel like if you cut down, if you're a lumberjack, that's not a long beard.
It could be
whiskey.
It could be.
That's all I was saying.
It could be Mushroom Gate 2019.
Oh, wow. Listen. We're going two different routes.
We know he don't drink no bullets.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe he should have a bullet. Oh, I mean a drink.
He got his own bullet.
Oh my God.
Hilarious. Bullet whiskey, yes. If you chop down trees and have a long beard, then you should drink bullet whiskey.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you drink it, too? I'm just saying. It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
No, the first person that introduced me to it was a woman, actually. A woman.
Pretty good.
And she was a short, big-breasted woman. And a feisty attitude. And when I tell you, men fell head over heels over her. And we were all at the bar, and every man in the bar is trying to talk to her. And she's sitting there, and I'm sitting there. And I'm the only one not trying to talk to her, so I think that's why she started talking to me. And she ordered a bullet. And I ordered a bullet, and then I was like, yeah, I'm gay. And she was like, okay, let's take this shot. And I was like, okay. And from that moment on, I've been hooked on bullet. I like the rye, but the bourbon is good as well. If anyone from Bullet is listening, then call us. You know, sponsorship, we are available.
Mm-hmm.
We don't mind pushing your product, so give us a call. Let us know. We enjoy the bullet.
Absolutely.
Listen, we are three men on here right now.
Three men talking about quality whiskey and delivering quality
whiskey. I'm getting misgendered now. This is the misgendering that's happening.
Oh no! That's another story, but I'm gonna let you finish. I got another story.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
I misgendered a coworker this week.
Oh my
God! But I was. Sick. Like, they like to go by they, them.
They,
but I was
wow.
sick. And it's hard to, listen, it's hard when you learn in school that he, she is singular, but they, them is plural. So it's hard saying they when you're talking about one person. And so I said she, and I was like, God damn. And then my boss even was like, nope. They go by they. And I was like, oh, my bad. I mean,
you
at
did
that
what
point,
I did.
What can you do?
You know what? I relate to 100% because when I used to work at a restaurant and I was taking a order and it was a lesbian couple and the manly one, I was like, I thought she looked like a dude, and so I
did
was like, sir. Yes, I said sir, and she just looked at me. I was like, I just kept saying sir, and she just kept looking at me. I was like, well, she jumps like a man, but then that's when I was ignorant and dumb. I didn't realize, like, gender specificity is not required with your sexuality. It took a lot of learning. Because I was like, sir, do you want this drink? Do you want a side order with that, with your pizza? No. And she kept looking at me like, I was like, well, my bad, damn. I was like, you dress like a man. That was my thinking.
Well,
I was
let
like,
me
you
ask
dress
you.
Like a man. So I was like, I was just...
Did Queen Latifah ever forgive you for that? I just want to know.
She's just
Cleo.
Oh,
boy.
Set it off.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's actually a Caucasian woman. Mm. It was a short Caucasian woman.
Mm. Rosie O'Donnell?
No, she looked like the soccer player that's in all this controversy.
No. That's Oh, that's my, no, don't talk about, no, that's my hero.
Yeah, I almost said something.
No, I love that girl.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I absolutely love her.
Yeah, I love it. Right. Well, why do you love that girl?
You know what? No, I love it because she's bold, she's brass, and guess what? And she stands up for what's wrong, you know, whether it's your, sexuality, whatever it is, your race, or whatever it is, and she is not going to the White House.
There we go.
No listen,
before
we...
And also, she's a backer of Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, I love her. Absolutely. No, you leave her alone.
I was saying, don't mess with her. I'll give a description.
Oh, no, okay. No.
I'll give a description. Okay? I was trying to find somebody to reference.
No,
I didn't know
you got to find somebody else.
A man... I was trying to say, I can't say manly, I'll say handsome. A handsome.
Like Luther Vandross?
A handsome reference for a woman.
Luther Vandross.
Listen, all over the place. Listen, before we go to break, because we're before we go to break, BET Awards, we were talking a little bit about last week, we were talking about the Lifetime Achievement Award Mary J. Blige received during the BET Awards. And I gave my little synopsis of it. I wanted to know, what was your thought process when you were watching the tribute?
I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I was proud. I felt like a proud parent, like, watching her. My favorite part is when she acknowledged, although I am a queen and a living legend, because if you are a Mary fan, you know since 1992, she has never acknowledged herself to be as important as the critics have. So hearing her say that, because she talks down on herself a lot, it made you feel proud. She looked amazing. That's all that I can say that's nice, so that's it.
Listen, it was fantastic. The show last week, I was saying I was tired of people trying to be American Idol judges on performances. I was in nostalgia mode, so I was like, I wasn't even worried about half the stuff they were trying to critique. I was like, this is a auntie moment. I'm always here for the BET Awards auntie moment. That's it. And then I turned the TV off, you know, when DJ Khaled was talking about.
You know.
He's the second best. I was done after that.
That's the only part I actually watched. I don't think I watched another part of the show. I'm trying to remember.
Because
I was just, I was actually traveling. I was just getting back in from DC and I came straight home to watch it and it didn't come on till later and I watched that. And I thought it was great. I was happy to see her. I was happy to see her happy. I was happy to see the front row with her mother, her two sisters, and then her brother right behind them. Like that she had her family there for that moment. Mm-hmm. And Mary's body is incredible. Like, her body is incredible. 48 years old and her body is incredible. I think
she had the Mary formation going on.
Yeah, she had it going on.
She had the whole dancers doing her dance. I was like, yo, this is Mary formation right here.
So like on her, not her Instagram, but her fan page Instagram, like they've been showing her dancers in practice for weeks. And Mary's been there, like actually helping them and being like, nah, do it like this. So it's fun seeing her have fun and seeing her flourish and be happy after, you know, the drama of the last 2 years. I think after this year, she's on this tour or whatever right now with Nas. After this, just concentrate on acting. Take some time. Go back to the vocal coach. And then come back brand new and keep giving us the music like you have. But, I mean, she's a legend, man. A living legend. It's amazing.
Yes. And I think somebody on Twitter put it nicely. They said that when she finally got her own way in the, you know, all the mess in the early 90s, and she just came into who she already was destined to be. I thought that was a great quote. That was a great quote. When she got her own way, then she stepped into what she was destined to be. I thought that was so cool.
Mm.
Yeah, this next song, I was trying to figure out a song, and I was like, you know, it's Lil' Kim's birthday. You know, that's her homegirl. You know, they all got mutual friends and stuff that's been tight since 1992 and stuff like that. So shout out to Lil' Kim. Her birthday's today. And this next song, we're going to go to break real quick, and we're going to do 6 minutes of rage when we come back. This is Mary J. and Lil' Kim. I Can Love You Better. I had to get it in my night phone. So we be back.
I can love you.
I can.
Oh, and we are back. Mary J. Blige. Hey, this is the Soul Savage Show. Every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 o'clock Central, and 7 on the East Coast. Back to EB and Q Land.
Yes. You know what? I think I listened to that or watched that Mary J. Blige tribute like 17 times since on YouTube. And every time that part, when I get to that part, it's the aunties when they pan the camera to the audience.
Tanisha and Rhonda.
Right. Throwing in and said that was Tanisha and Rhonda. Dipping on your ninja Honda with Tanisha and Rhonda. What? I was like, they are me. Cause I was like, that would have been me all up in the camera like that when that's why I was up. I was like, they are me.
That song came out 1997, y'all. It is 2019. Yes. It is 22 years
still
old.
Box.
And it's still, and like still.
Still
and
again.
Even though Little Kim is no longer with us, I still enjoy the song.
Oh my God. Yo, I said she was getting winded in her Matrix Reloaded outfit on Instagram. On
it's
Instagram
smart.
Story. I was watching it live. She was getting winded in that Matrix. She was, but I was into it though. She was going with a slick back, with the wet slick back. Yes.
It was a lot, but yeah, okay.
Yes, the waist trainer was a little bit too tight. She couldn't breathe, and it was okay.
Listen,
fine, okay. She tried to keep it perched up. We gotta go to 6 minutes of rage. We go all the way left. We gotta do a little segment before our guest comes home. We got 20 minutes.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what it is.
You hit the nail on the head.
I don't know where I'm going right now.
That part was funny.
Listen, we going all the way left. Listen, I love both. Shout out to Lil' Kim again. I was going to play No Time, but we got a no cussing policy on this show with explicit lyrics. And I like my favorite song.
Oh, I'd rather say this.
No.
I picked a safe R&B song.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
No, you don't want to hear about the Il Na Na. You don't want to hear Lil' Kim talking on No
this
Time.
This is what? When you were asking me for a song, I didn't even realize it was her birthday. Like, I've not listened to music this week until today, because I've just been in my own, like, trying to get myself together. But the only song, I was like, it's her birthday. Like, what song could I sing? But the only song I could think about was a song that she did with the Isley Brothers called Body Kiss, which I love. But that man produced it, so I was like, no, I can't suggest that song.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even listened to it, but I remember I loved that song because Lil' Kim was like, sing, rapping, I don't know what she was doing. But it was the Ozzy Brothers, so I was like, oh, man.
Mm-hmm. You had the same moment as me because it was what's that group called? High Five? They all look like they do five.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, no, I'm playing. Oh, but the group High Five did a song, and it was produced by R. Kelly. I know it is. I have to look it up. I forgot the name of it. But it came on Pandora. I was like, this sound like that. Goddamn man. God damn. You know what's crazy? I still have some of his songs still randomly sneak up on me sometimes. I had to catch myself at the grocery store the other day. I was singing Honey Love. I was like, God damn it! Stop singing the damn song!
Be honest.
Stop it!
The public announcement stuff.
The Aaliyah song. I was like, stop singing it. Turn it off.
Now, I think I've kind of started listening, not necessarily to him, but to like songs that he made or produced. Like I kind of started listening again because it was some good stuff that he made for some people. And then this is my confession, y'all. Are y'all ready?
Oh,
I
yeah.
I stopped listening to Chocolate Factory. I just can't. I think I stopped for
I'm
a good
month and a half. I stopped for a month and a half.
But then one night, sometimes the urge comes back to listen to it. I've never listened to another album, another song. But the Chocolate Factory is—it's just hard and it's not good because that's probably the album.
It's easy for me because I just think about this is a Chocolate Factory album for kids, and that's what keeps me from listening to it. I'm like, this song is luring kids with the music. And use the Chocolate Factory.
And I'm the kid. He lured me. He got me. I can't let it go.
Nah.
I feel like
when I thought of Honey Love, I was like, good. He's talking about somebody's child. Nah.
Oh, man.
You say he's talking about a lemon drop. No. Stop. But yeah, we going over. 6 minutes of rage, y'all. We'll be ready. We got it. We got to get right to it. Chris Reagan.
Oh, yes. 6 minutes of rage, and this is the rage. What am I to be enraged about? Oh, nothing, right? You know, oh, Mushroom, he still wants this citizens question on the census. He lost, and you should have seen the twists and turns on the White House lawn today. We'll get back to that later. What's your bad rage about? A crisis at the borders. Kids sleeping on the floor, man. Crowded like rats. You know, prisoners are treated better than that. Check it out. Seriously. They can't get regular products, you know, for the hygiene. You know, improper food. But anyway, we'll see. There's more to come about that. Investigations. There's nothing to be enraged about. Hey, threats of war. Oh, my goodness. Hey, did you hear the latest? I mean, just this past hours or so. Kim Jong-un, you know, president or the, Trump's kissing partner now. Oh, he's enraged because South Korea just bought a fighter jet from the U.S. and North Korea is not happy about that. Oh, look here. There are two words I want you to remember in this here, 6 minutes of rage here, and that is pre-send and distract. Trump, Clinton, Epstein, Kraft, Weinstein, and what do they all have in common? Well, guess what? There is a new thing out here right now that the, oh my goodness, you can't believe this, Secretary of Labor. Oh my goodness, did you hear about the, Jeffrey Epstein, case that's going on right now? The guy who was just arrested for coming back into the U.S., okay? Child trafficking, over 36 cases and over 12 years ago. Guess what? Oh, this guy's name's Acosta. He let this guy off the hook with just a 1 year prison term. But guess what? 12 hours a day on work release, and you go home and you sleep in the cell and you go back to work and you are a billionaire. This is how it works there. And look at that. There's so much that's on the horizon right now. Keep in mind, pre-send and distract. Okay. Trump, he criticizes those, who he is not friends with him. But look at Harvey Weinstein. Okay. Louis C.K., comedian, actor, Richard Dreyfuss, Gary Gardner, Dustin Hoffman, Robert, Kepner, Steven Seagal, Russell Simmons, Bill Cosby. But Bill Cosby, last time I checked, he's the only one that's in prison right now behind this. Oh, R. Kelly. All right. You can, whatever you, that, talk about sexual corruption at the border control. There is reports about that. It goes on and on and on and on. It reads just like a horror movie, folks. 6 minutes of rage. And those of you, my time is almost up, but you think about this. You have to understand what Frederick Douglass did. Those of you who celebrated the 4th of July, I guess you did celebrate it. But Frederick Douglass, years ago, he wrote an amazing speech, and he was asked to perform it, and I guess the audience really wasn't glad or weren't happy they invited him. He says, look, you are celebrating your independence. I cannot do that because my people are not independent. This is yours, you know? And so you have to understand that when it comes to, like, the Women's Hockey League, oh, the World Cup, just won the World Cup, and they refuse to go to the White House because they says, look, how in the world can I honor something that is inclusive to everyone? And this thing goes on and on. It seems like to me that there is no justice because there's injustice, because if you have the money, if you have the clout, you have the influence, then you can get by with all of it. Well, you have kids starving on the border. You have kids starving inside the United States. And guess what? You want to build a wall. Man, I'm upset about this. You guys have to understand. This is when you have corruption and everything else is going on right under your nose, and you are able to elect people in, put people in office that can do what you want done when in time you want done, and you want to able to even change the voting laws. Oh, my goodness. Hey, my time is up. That's the 6 minutes of rage. Back to you, Q Lynn and EB.
And I'll tell you what, that whole board is just so much that happened in the news. My rage is specifically for Nancy Pelosi. I'm telling you, man. Mm-hmm. I was trying to feel my way through this, but it's like she is the perfect representation to try to really pinpoint what the problem is with the Democratic Party, and she is the main head person in charge that's problematic when it comes to issues that are affecting people, and specifically with this border control, everything, even with these pedophiles that he has in charge of stuff in his cabinet, that whole debate with that. She's talking about that's the president's decision. Her nonchalant attitude with everything that's going on and then trying to pick a beef with Congresswoman Cortez is just absolutely ridiculous. And I feel like she's picking the wrong battle because Cortez is absolutely one of my favorites. I can't wait till she's getting ready to run. I know she's going to run for president.
I think she probably will too.
Eligible too. Yeah, because right now that's... I said on Twitter, I was like, Alexandria, that's my president as far as I'm concerned right now. That's what I'm thinking towards because she's so progressive and she talks about things that are immediately need to be changed. She knows the law. She knows the bill. She knows how, she knows the construct of Congress. You know what I mean? That boys club that they created to where they made it so, complex to where people like normal people or people that should have like common sense can't figure out, you know, how they do things in the voting in terms of putting in stuff when you go to vote on the ballot that, oh, this trying to pass this yes or no. Like, she breaks it down, like, simply. And so I feel like her trying to say, oh, that's just your little social media fault. No, she's talking to the people. That's that's the problem with Democrats like you is that y'all don't talk to the people. And y'all on this whole notion of this America is beautiful is apple pie bullshit. We off that. Like, Trump just pulled everything, the values in America, to what y'all try to hold true to, all Trump did was rip off the true facts of what America is. We're lazy, we're cocky, we're arrogant, we're uneducated. Those are all the examples of who he is, as of everything that his administration is a bunch of fucking goofballs that have money to spend. That's all it is. And all he did was rip that off, and so this notion that we're going to get back to normal once this guy... No, we're not going back to normal. Everything that's progressive, the things that the congresswomen that are in, the different people of color that's in, all that shit's changing out. Social media has changed the game to where people are constantly in the know, whether you want to be in the know or not, about what's going on in the policy. People are paying attention, so I feel like going into the election is going to be different.
I tell you who my favorite is. Hey, EB, did...
Now, but yeah.
EB, didn't we comment on this a couple of weeks ago? Katie Porter.
Oh, yes. Congressman Katie Porter is eating them alive every chance she gets.
Oh.
I love it.
She's a piranha. She will eat.
Yes.
That's right. Because, see, this is, and she's the true example of what a prosecutor or an attorney or anyone who really wants to get to the truth knows. She already knows the answer before she asks it. And she has done her homework and prepared. She has the numbers. She has the facts. I mean, indisputable facts about what she does. Even you and, I don't know, you've seen her, Q-Lan, but guess what? She will ask a banker or whoever it is a question, right? And either she's already written a book on it or she has researched this thing down to say, okay, whether this makes sense or not. And often than not, these clowns that come in and aren't making any sense and she makes them look like fools. I love her.
Each and every one.
Look, you don't want to go in front of her.
If she asks you a question, you just say, no habla ingles. No habla ingles. You just feel like you don't speak it because she knows the answer when she asks you, and whatever you say is going to be wrong.
That's
if
right.
You think what you said was right, she's going to tell you why what you said was wrong.
That's
or she will tell you to go back and cite one of her books that she's written, and she will figure out the math right there in front of you and make you look stupid. So you don't want to do it.
You don't, no. That, you know, you say, look, I, you know, guess what? Take the fifth.
Take the fifth.
You know, I don't want to incriminate my butt. So look, okay, you won this one. I mean, that's primarily what it means.
Yeah.
You're just not admitting it, you know. But no, she is outstanding. She is outstanding. So they've got a bunch of bright ones, but my only fear there is that the Democratic Party doesn't turn themselves down and lose to this clown here in 2020. Okay, that's right. I would vote for a dog catcher. All right, with a high school diploma that made common sense before. No, I'm telling you. All right. Anyway, back to you guys.
Yep. That was 6 minutes of rage. We have to jump the break real quick because we're going to be joined by amazing veteran musician Justin Gilbert, a.k.a. Bishop, whenever we come back. So we're going to go to break real quick. This is one of his songs off his upcoming album. So y'all check this out. Check this tune out real quick, and we'll be right back.
Baby, you're a blessing.